Can do it if you take. hope you're enjoying Elephant Candy by The Fun and Games at 78. We've been upping it every 30 seconds so that we hit our 4 p.m. finish time. This has been Record Roulette with DJ Sideways and Peachy, and we hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. It's a new day in the USA, but that doesn't mean we can't get down tonight. I got a lineup of American rock and roll music just to fit the mood. So we'll be starting things off with Mr. Alice Cooper. Nightmares there, Mr. Alice Cooper with his song Elected. You're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight, so make sure you stick around. Got a lot of great music in store. Have Presidents of the United States of America on the way. Also be taking a listen to Cream, the Eric Clapton days. But up next, I have it's a Black Sabbath song, but covered by none other than T-Pain. Yes, Mr. T-Pain, rapper, hip-hop star, recently put out a cover album of him doing sort of soul funk, R&B versions of a lot of great classic rock songs. So we'll be taking a listen to that. Here is T-Pain and his cover of War Pigs. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
Message brought to you by the Presidents of the United States of America. Eat a peach. You're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We'll be doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight, so make sure you stick around. Still got a lot of great music on the way. I have some Gil Scott Heron on deck, some great R&B and soul to come. Donovan on the way as well, but up next, here's the Dead Kennedys with California Uber Alice. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Out of power. ticky, 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 Mongoose is gone.
Oh, me coming around for to kill you a snake no more, my love.
Ricky, ticky, ticky, Mongoose is gone.
Everybody who read the Jungle Book and know that Ricky, ticky, ticky is a mongoose who kills snakes. When I was a young man, I was led to believe there were organizations to kill my snakes for me. I.e. the church, i.e. the government, i.e. school. But when I got a little older, I learned how to kill myself. I said, I need to get
Ricky, ticky, ticky, mongoose is gone. Ricky, ticky, ticky, mongoose is gone.
Won't be coming around for to kill you a snake no more, my love.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A strong message when it was written and still holds true today. That was Gil Scott Heron with his song, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. You're listening to Joe's Garage. We're doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight. I have some Mary Clayton on the way, so stick around for that. MC5 on deck and the Honey Drippers give a little soul in the mix here. But up next, a group named after their hometown, Defiance, Ohio, with their song, I'm Against the Government.
Why should we do that, huh? trying to be free, they never let you. They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get you. Sitting in American terminal stasis, the air so thick it's like I'm drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm finally getting hip to the American blues. I'm gonna say the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion years probation. 69 American.
Mary Clayton there with her soulful rendition of the Rolling Stones' Give Me Shelter. Miss Clayton was the original backing vocalist for the Rolling Stones studio recording of that song, and it's just really nice to sort of hear her take on the track. Just had a really soulful, impactful meaning to it. All right, hey, this has been Joe's Garage. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's been my Americana rock and roll special, so I figured the best way to end things off honoring American rock and roll is with a British band. Here's The Who with their song, Won't Get Fooled Again. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Stand. Stone 4 on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Everything's Coming Up Roses. And before that, we had Caravelli and Comme Toi, which is, of course, is a French song from 1982 done by Jean-Jacques Goldman. Well, it turns out that Caravelli was actually a Frenchman, too. He was the son of an Italian father and a French mother. His name at birth was Claude Vessori. He lived until 2019. And that's why that tune is famous in France. Not necessarily here in the U.S., but it's a nice tune nonetheless. So there you go. Now it is time for something just a little bit different. On these dates in history, some of them that I was getting the site from the website that I was getting them from wasn't always accurate. So I thought I'd do something a little different and try this again, a little travel log thing and things you can see around the country. So I decided to start here in Pittsburgh, actually in the neighboring town of Swissvale, Trundle Manor. Owned by the Mirriellos, who bought a Victorian property in 2007. Their fascination with goth, steampunk, and classic horror films led the couple to amass a private collection of oddities. The strange intrigue with Macabre began with their respective childhoods. He was collecting things since he was a kid, and they opened their collection and house to the public for tours in 2009. It attracts thousands a year and has been prominently featured as places of interest in Pittsburgh. But Trundle Manor has also been featured on MTV's Extreme Cribs and other programs such as that. One of the exhibits that they have is Olivia's Singing Tumor. Considered the centerpiece of their human reliquary, it features a large benign tumor encased in glass with a musical contraption that makes it sing, so to speak. The said tumor was donated by a belly dancer who gave it to the couple on the condition that...
So what I see happening with this generation is really trying to have the rhetoric mean something, not to throw out the rhetoric, but to say, okay, guys, we're being tested. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Not what are we going to say, but what are we going to do? Are we going to divest? Are we going to not let weapons companies recruit on our campus? Like, what are we going to do materially that we can do? And we have to do it.
That's Naomi Klein, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Naomi Klein. What are we going to do? The day after the Trump election, the New York Times wrote, America stands on the precipice of an authoritarian style of governance never before seen in its 248-year-old history. For many, the results of November 5th confirmed the view that we are in dark times. So the big question is, what are we going to do? We can wallow in self-pity and depression, or we can find kindred spirits, organize, and form alliances to not just resist the repression to come, but to promote progressive causes. As writer Rebecca Solnit says, not acting is a luxury those in immediate danger do not have, and despair something they cannot afford. But despair is all around us, telling us the problems are insoluble, that we are not strong enough, our efforts are in vain, and no one really cares. Hope, Rebecca Solnit says, counteracts cynicism and pessimism. Our guest today is Naomi Klein. She's professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. Her writing has appeared in leading publications around the world. She's a columnist for The Guardian. She's the award-winning author of such bestsellers as No Logo, The Shock Doctrine, On Fire, and Doppelganger. She spoke at the University of Colorado at Boulder at the end of October. The moderator is Professor Nabil Isha Aibi. And now, Naomi Klein.
I want to thank everybody who invited me here. It's been a long time since I've been on this wonderful campus, and it's got such a rich activist tradition, green activism and human rights and anti-war. I want to shout out the students who have been organizing and taking risks, including students who've been suspended for their activism. But I really do want to thank you for just your boldness, because courage is it really is a muscle, you know. And when we start saying, well, maybe not this week, we get used to it, and suddenly it feels like a bigger deal to just do what it is our unbelievable privilege to do: read, think, discuss, debate. How lucky are we, you know, who work at universities, whether we are on faculty or whether we're students, that this is actually our job. This is what we're doing here. This is our work. And when we voluntarily shut ourselves up, I think it's such a disservice to people who are having to do so much more difficult work and who don't have that privilege of just being asked to tell the truth for a living, for their studies. So thank you so much.
I want to start, you know, with a few questions, obviously about the book, and congratulations on Doppelganger and the success that it's had. And there is this line in the book where you're talking about your book, The Shock Doctrine,